Good day to you. Thank you very much for joining me. This is DeCourcy Williams, and this is another quick episode of the Uplifting Words podcast. I am outside, so if you hear like outside noises, please forgive me. I do apologize about that. But I want to keep on with this series of living your dreams. And yesterday, or the last podcast, I dropped two habits of highly successful people, and I want to do a couple of more today. And I'll start with the fact that highly successful people, they keep going. They don't allow little setbacks, or they don't allow their mistakes to totally derail their progress. Say, for example, this podcast, I came in today, and I'm at work, by the way, but I've been trying to find a quiet place to record it. And I'm thinking, being outside, even though there are cars and trucks driving around, this is as good as it's going to get. So I've tried to record this thing probably about 10 or 15 times between people asking me questions or just being in noisy environments, and I'm trying to find ways around that. So this has definitely been a challenge. It's a perfect example. But I felt like this information needs to get out. So instead of just stopping and putting the podcast off until tomorrow, I decided to go on and just get it as good as I can do it and just get it out because I believe the information is solid. So if you've got something that you're going after, don't allow your little setbacks or little mistakes to totally stop you. Just find a workaround and keep on going. Another thing, another highly successful habit that, or a habit that highly successful people adopt, is if you're putting something out into the marketplace and you have an audience, they actually listen to constructive criticism from the people that they're serving. So say, for instance, you own a restaurant, and a big thing in restaurants nowadays is customer feedback or guest response. Or you'll see all the time these companies have these surveys that you can take, and the surveys are always surrounded around how was your experience, and would you come back, and would you recommend so-and-so's service or product to your friends and family? That information is gold to these companies because that's them listening to their audience, taking in constructive criticism. Now, that's not saying that they're actually going to heed the advice. They might not change anything about their particular steps of operation or however they're running their company, but it shows that they are listening to their consumer base and they're trying to make little tweaks centered around what their audience wants. So if you've got something and you're serving the public, it's a good idea to take that constructive criticism in. Maybe you could be doing one of your steps of operation a little bit more efficient. Maybe you could make a wider customer base a little happier, whatever the case may be. So those are the two steps there. Number one was to keep going no matter what. Number two was to take in a little bit of constructive criticism and consider how you can improve your operations on a day-to-day basis. So I'll leave it at that. Thank you very much for joining me for this quick hit episode of the Uplifting Words podcast, and I will see you tomorrow.